is Marvin Miller, welcoming you to the Gordon McRae Show. As our singing Christmas greeting to you, we have selected Walt Disney's enduring and lovely Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. In the title role is Gordon McRae's lovely guest, Dorothy Warren Show. The music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon, and the choir is directed by Norman Luboff on the Gordon McRae Show.
Time, there lived a lovely little princess named Snow White. Her wicked stepmother, the queen, feared that someday Snow White's beauty would be greater than her own. So she dressed the little princess in rags and forced her to work as a scullery maid. Each day, the vain queen consulted her mirror.
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty, but hold, a lovely maid I see. Rags cannot hide her gentle grace. Alas, she is more fair than thee.
More fair? Reveal her name.
Lips red as a rose, hair black as ebony, skin white as snow,
snow white.
On the castle steps, scrubbing away, was the beautiful Snow White. As she worked, she told the secrets in her heart to her friends, the birds.
Want to know a secret? Promise not to tell. We are standing by a wishing well. Make a wish into the well. That's all you have to do. And if you hear it echo, I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today. I'm hoping and I'm dreaming of the night.
Frighten you? I'm sorry.
I'd better leave.
Well, now, wait. Please don't run away. Now that I've found you, listen to what I have to tell you. Please.
With a song I come to you like a troubadour. With a simple serenade that is nothing more. I have no lute to play, no tinkling guitar. Just a song to tell you how sweet to me you are. One song, I have but one song. One song only for you. One heart tenderly beating.
Constantly true. One love that I
little princess ran into the castle, not knowing that at that very moment, the wicked queen was plotting her death.
My loyal huntsman.
Yes, your majesty.
You will take her into the forest, and you will kill her.
But your majesty, the little princess...
Silence! You know the penalty if you fail.
I understand, your majesty.
But the huntsman could not find it in his heart to kill the lovely Snow White. In the green shade of the forest, he fell to his knees.
Forgive me. I beg of you, forgive me.
I don't understand.
Quick. Run away. Hide in the woods, anywhere. Never come back. I cannot slay you.
Slay me? Who wishes me dead?
The queen. Now, quick, child. Run. Go.
Around Snow White. The branches clutched at her like angry arms. The eyes in the night stared at her. Each log was a crocodile. The twisting vines were twisting nightmares. The little princess fell exhausted to the ground. Shivering, she shut her eyes. And then she slept and thought of the prince and dreamed of sunshine and smiles and heard the sound of his voice.
With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day. Your cares fade away, and your heart is young. With a smile and a song, all the world seems to waken anew, rejoicing with you. The song is sung. There's no use in grumbling when raindrops come tumbling. Remember, you're the one who can fill the world with sunshine. When you smile and you sing, it's spring and life goes along with a smile and a song.
And when Snow White opened her eyes, the forest was fresh with morning sunshine, and spring was in the air. Looked around in the forest for a place to stay. As she turned to her friends for advice, the birds and the bunnies and the bashful chipmunks.
I really feel quite happy now. I'm sure I'll get along somehow. Everything's going to be all right, but I do need a place to sleep tonight. I can't sleep in the ground like you, or in a tree the way you do. And I'm sure no nest could possibly be big enough for me. Maybe you know where I could stay. In the woods somewhere? You do? Will you take me there?
So the birds led the way and Snow White followed them until they reached a place that looked just like a dollhouse.
Hello. May I come in? I guess there's no one home. Oh, why, it's adorable. What a cute little chair. Why, there are seven little chairs. There must be seven little children. And from the looks of the place, seven untidy little children. Cobwebs everywhere. And dust. Oh, what a pile of dirty dishes. I know. I know we'll clean the house and surprise them. Then maybe they'll let me stay. Now, you animals wash the dishes while you tidy up the room. And you, yes, you, clean the fireplace. What's that you say? Yes, you. Well, that's better. Now, I'll use the dust cloth. Whistle while you work. Put on that green and stop right in and whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, maybe bother you. Forget your trouble, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, you know. Whistle while you work. Now you squirrels, sweep the room with your tail.
Just whistle while you work.
And you mustn't sweep it under the rug.
Put on a merry tune.
Oh, you're all doing a wonderful job. Oh,
you're just a paper rest and sing the song.
But whistle my poodle, don't let it bother you.
Well, it took Snow White and her friends all day to clean the house. When it was all spick and span, she went up to the bedroom and there she found seven tiny beds. Fell so fast asleep, she didn't even hear the seven little men as they marched home from work. And, of course, you know what they were singing.
We tick, 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 and mind the whole day through. You tick, 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 and start every night to do. And while we dig, we always sing.
When you dig, there ain't a better thing than a tune.
Than a tune, you can win all
our hands. It's you!
Just keep on singing all day long. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. For if you're feeling low,
hi-ho.
You positively can't go wrong with a hi, hi ho.
The lights light. The lights lit.
Oh,
doors open. Chimney's smoking. Something's in there. Maybe a ghost.
Or a goblin.
A demon.
Or a dragon. Mark my words, there's trouble brewing. Felt it coming all day. My corn hurt.
We'll squeak up. Sneak up on it.
Yeah. The floor's been swept.
The window's been washed.
Why, the whole place is clean.
There's dirty work afoot.
Something's cooking. Smells good.
Don't touch it, you fools. It might be poison.
Look what's happened to our stable. Our table.
Flowers. Golden
rod. Take it away.
Seven dwarfs finally got up their courage and climbed upstairs to find the monster, who was fast asleep.
Look.
Why, she's beautiful. Just like an angel.
Angel, huh? She's a female, and all females is poison. They're full of wicked wiles.
What are wicked wiles?
I don't know, but I'm against them.
She's getting up.
Oh, dear.
I wonder if the children are... Oh, why, you're little men. How do you do?
How do you do what?
Oh, you can talk. I'm so glad. Well, now I've seen your names on your cups and your beds. So don't tell me who you are. Let me guess. I know you're Doc.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, that's true.
And you're Bashful.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
You're sleepy.
How'd you guess?
And you? You're sneezy.
Yeah.
And you must be...
Happy, ma'am. That's me. And this here is Dopey. He don't talk none.
You mean he can't?
He don't know. He never tried.
Women.
Ah. Ah, you must be Grumpy.
We know who we are. Ask her who she is and what she's doing here.
Oh, how silly of me. I'm Snow White.
Well, Snow White told them the whole story, and the dwarfs agreed to let her stay. She thought she was safe, but she did not know what the wicked queen was doing.
Magic mirror on the wall, who now is fairest one of all?
Over the seven jeweled hills, beyond the seventh fall, in the cottage of the seventh dwarf, dwells Snow White, fairest one of all.
Snow White still lives!
With evil spells, the queen changed herself into an old hag, and then prepared a poisoned apple.
One taste of this apple, and the victim's eyes will close forever in the sleeping death. Only love's first kiss will awaken her, but she will be buried by then.
Snow White was very happy with the seven dwarfs, and every night they asked the same favor.
A story?
A true story.
A love story. Well, all right. Once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
Perhaps. Well, anyway, she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he, strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
Oh, he was so romantic. I couldn't resist.
To let no one in the house while they were gone. But her head was so full of dreams, she could not resist an apple offered to her by an old peddler woman.
It's a magic wishing apple, dearie.
A wishing apple?
Yes. One bite, and all your dreams come true. Now, girlie, make a wish and take a bite. Perhaps there's someone you love.
Well, there is someone.
I thought so. Old Granny knows a young girl's heart.
I wish that he will carry me away to his castle where we will live happily ever after.
Now, a bite of the apple. Let's see it fine, fine.
I feel strange.
Her breath will still. Her blood to continue. Now I'll be fairest of the man.
The animals of the forest tried to warn the dwarfs to rush back to save their beautiful princess. But they were too late. They did manage to chase the Wicked Witch through a storm to the very edge of a cliff where she plunged to her death. Then they returned to their princess. She was so beautiful, even in death, that the dwarfs could not find it in their hearts to bury her. They fashioned a bed of grass and of gold and kept eternal vigil at her side. The prince, who had searched far and wide, heard of the maiden who slept in the forest.
One song my heart keeps singing. One song only for you.
Oh, what's happened to Snow White? Is she asleep?
Nobody can ever wake her up.
There is a way, one way. Snow White, Snow White, let my love awaken you.
What are you going to do, Prince?
Hey, he's kissing her.
She's moving.
Yeah, she's waking up.
Oh. She's putting her arms around him.
Hey, fellas, maybe that love stuff ain't so bad after all.
White kissed them all tenderly. Doc, happy, sneezy, bashful, dopey, sleepy. And Grumpy even kissed back. And then the prince swept her into his arms, onto his white horse. And they rode off into the sunburst sky toward a castle that seemed to be made from clouds. And I'll bet you'll never guess what happened then. Why, they lived happily ever after. Entire cast and all those who have a hand in writing, producing, and directing our show, as well as myself, let me wish you and your loved ones the very merriest of Christmas.